It was a stunning dose of the worst possible news. The bloating and abdominal discomfort that Margaret Stroh had been experiencing was due to advanced pancreatic cancer.
We both looked at each other and knew right then that this was eventually the end. We weren't going to come out of this, and we just knew it. Margaret very simply looked at me and says, "I'm glad I'm the first one to go." It was devastating.
Dietrich Stroh, her husband, recalls they were told she might have 9 months to live. It turned out to be just 3. And during that brief, intense time, the longtime Marin County water engineer was abruptly thrust into the new, unfamiliar role of caregiver.
You would think it would be kind of simple trying to take care of somebody, but it never is. You're never taught how to take care of a person or how to give an IV to them or clean their bypass bag or put them on the potty, take them off the potty. But you learn it.
Having learned those practical things, along with some larger lessons, Stroh has set them out to be shared in a modest, deeply personal account he's titled 3 Months.
After she died, in the process of grieving, I suppose, I started writing notes just about what went on. Simple little things like waiting in the hospital, just the idea of waiting, the idea of laughter, how the cats reacted to her sickness. And as I put all these thoughts down, I thought, you know, this might be something that should go into a book that might help somebody else.
Subtitled A Caregiving Journey from Heartbreak to Healing, Stroh's slim volume is a mixture of memoir and instruction.
Not only does it cover what I went through, but also covers what I call a technological approach, i.e., how do you talk to doctors? What do you do when you aren't talking to a doctor? And one of the things I say in there is make notes or ask questions. Keep asking questions till you understand what they're saying to you.
One clear lesson for caregivers, he reiterates, be sure to make time to take care of yourself as well.
You start to slide. You're not sleeping well. You're not eating the way you should. You might be drinking more. I didn't, but the sleeping was the worst part. And I finally ended up going to my own doctor and getting some sleeping pills so I could sleep. But I kept busy through my own business and various other things. Even though I was there a lot of times, that way I could get away from it for a few minutes. You have to take care of yourself or you're not going to be any good.
There is no easy way to watch a loved one slowly slip away. Even when doing everything possible to care for and comfort them, the inevitable loss is hard, painful. Yet eventually, Stroh found, life does resume.
It was a rather interesting phenomenon that occurred 6-7 months after she died. I woke up one morning and got out of bed and I said, geez, I feel funny, I feel different. Finally, I realized that the emptiness was gone, pain was gone. Not the memory, not what went on, but just those two items was enough to give me a better sense of, well, okay, maybe there is a life afterwards.
Part of that life for him was the healing process of recalling and writing about those difficult 3 months. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.